Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Welcome to the Self-Trove Institute radio show. It's October 19th, 2011. 1 p.m. Eastern Time. This is David Wolf, your host for the Sofitove Radio Show here in the Sofitove Studios in Alachua, Florida, with Marie Glashine at the controls. Welcome to the Sofitove Radio Show. We'll be very glad to hear from you today. The number to call to be on the show, 805-285-9749. This weekend, we'll be conducting a Sofitove Foundational Seminar in Alachua, Florida, this weekend. That's October 21st to 23rd in Alachua, Florida. Foundational Seminar, that's the first of our core programs, our core courses. Foundational Seminar, Advanced Seminar, and our Life Mastery Program. Foundational Seminar. The next Foundational Seminar will be in Edmonton, Canada, November 18th to 20th. And we'll have advanced courses coming up in Florida, November 5th to 11th, and in Edmonton, November 27th to December 2nd. A theme in the Foundational Seminar is responsibility, personal responsibility. We talk about that from different angles, from different approaches. Is, of course, like I'm responsible. I pay my phone bill. I'm responsible. I stop at red lights. So we can think of responsibility in different respects. One aspect, an important dimension, is what we call experiential or emotional responsibility, which means that whatever's going on circumstantially, whatever's going on externally, that I have choices. I'm able to respond in different ways. Whatever's going on, I can respond with humor or sadness or hatred or compassion or indifference or confidence or calm, compassionate detachment. Actually, there's unlimited ways to respond. So that's a form of responsible for our experience, responsible for our emotions. In the Sofitove approach to personal growth, we're spiritually based means we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And as spiritual beings, we have intrinsic spiritual qualities, like we're intrinsically blissful, intrinsically powerful and connected and loving and caring and giving. And when these, to the extent that these qualities are not manifest, then that's an indication that we're not fully connected with our spiritual nature, that we're not connected with that full process of self-realization. And I want to say that when we say our intrinsic qualities are things like joyful or powerful, that in that adventure of conscious living, there is, of course, the whole range of human emotion. But just like something like anger, it's one thing, there's healthy anger that helps us to establish boundaries, and even we can express that anger in a joyful way. Okay, so that's a spiritually connected anger. And that's different from, let's say, being a constantly irritable person who's constantly bitter and resentful and hostile. Then that sort of anger and the constellation of enraged, angry, resentful qualities, that indicates some disconnection. Now, by understanding the nature of spirit and the intrinsic qualities of spirit, by understanding that, that can be a gauge, that can be a reference point to how well connected we are. that if I say, yeah, actually I've been depressed for 3 weeks now. I've been confused about this life decision for years. Well, that's not natural for spirit. The nature of spirit is to be clear, decisive. Of course, in any weighty decision, there's a healthy period of uncertainty. And after that period of uncertainty, gathering information, research, we might, then we choose, understanding that life is full of risk. Whatever we choose, we get to learn from it, and that's intrinsic success. But maybe it'll work out, maybe not. So we don't want to be hasty and impulsive. At the same time, if we notice, I'm just kind of always confused and bewildered, I'm always resentful and bitter, that's like my way of going through life. And that's not natural for a spiritual being having a human experience. So we can look at what do I get from that? And that's core of that's a core principle of responsibility. It's assuming, even if I don't understand how I'm the source of this experience, I know I'm the source of it. So how come I'm being the source of this ongoing hurt and pain and frustration? What might I get from it? And those who come to the Safetoe programs have ample opportunity to honestly challenge themselves about that. Also, as you might say, a different approach to get to the same place is to look at what are the beliefs, the assumptions, the thoughts behind the emotions. Because we talk about there's our, let's say, gross material body, okay, eyes, ears, arms, legs, and then the subtle material body. That's made of components like the mind and the intelligence. And the functions of the mind are, some of the functions are thinking and feeling. So the thinking comes first. It's actually more subtle. And so if we have a feeling, there's some thought behind it. Like if I'm really dejected and sad and disappointed, well, that's just how I feel. Well, okay. It's not just how I feel. It comes from somewhere. I have some belief system that you should have treated me that way. You shouldn't have sent that. The government should be more like this. And they're not, and you're not. I should have performed better on that test, and I didn't. So based on that belief, and it's not full, and the belief is fulfilled, so I'm elated and I'm joyful, or the belief's not fulfilled, and then I'm disappointed and despondent. And then, so this is, you might say, we first approach from cognition, from a cognitive approach. What's my belief that leads to this ongoing bitterness and resentment? My belief that leads to this ongoing sadness and depression? And we talk about, it's not that expectations or assumptions are the problem or the difficulty, but our emotional attachment to them. Naturally, in commitment to a life of excellence and commitment to a life of mastery and growth, naturally we're gonna have expectations of ourselves and others, expectations for growth and achievement and integrity and character. Naturally. Then when we become emotionally attached to them, emotionally attached to such expectations, that's when it can become an exercise in self-absorption. That it's one thing, I'm hoping, I'm wanting you to give up smoking. Okay, and I might take a stand. I really think you're ruining your health, and I care about you. And then it's clean, it's clear, it's caring. But then if it becomes like, and if you don't change the way I want to, then I won't love you. If you don't change the way I want to, then I'll be so disappointed, I'll be hurt, I'll feel rejected. Then it becomes about me. When it becomes about me, then there's other agendas. We're talking about emotional attachment to expectations. We're talking about what might be payoffs we get from holding on to unhealthy emotional states. This is the Safetoe Radio Show, your station for self-realization. Don't turn your radio dial. You're just where you need to be. This is David Wolf, your host. We invite you to call in or to write in to the Blog Talk chat.
Hey, David. Thank you for the topic. I love it. And let's say that, okay, someone do something, and you say, oh, I can respond to that situation the way I choose to respond to that situation. I can respond with anger. I can respond with laughter. And I see detachment. But, like, how do I know that, you know, like you said, everything comes from thinking and feeling. How do I know that I'm not thinking myself out of feeling?
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that. Yeah, and so we can get mental about all of this and then lose our connection, lose our authenticity, lose our genuineness. Like if someone dear to us dies, passes away, or has a great misfortune, it would be natural to be sad. We don't want to get all ensnarled. And it's like, well, I could choose to be happy. This, it would be very natural to be sad. And so the process of self-realization is being connected and aware of what's genuine, what's authentic, and to use philosophy to inform and enrich that authentic connection, not to use it as a barrier. And now when I say it would be natural to be sad, let's say if someone dear to us passes away, yes. But let's say 5 years later I'm so sad and depressed I can't get out of bed in the morning. Okay, then it might be time to think, okay, what might be the payoff for this sadness? Because it's no longer natural. What do we have, Marie?
We have a caller, David. Caller, if you can state your name and where you're calling from, and if you want to express, comment, question. Hello?
Yes, this is Gora calling from Ocala.
Welcome, Gora. Welcome to the Softdove Radio Show.
Thank you. David, I have a question about taking responsibility, and it's related to attachment type of.
Yes,
and it's in reference to a conversation I had with someone very close to me yesterday, and it seemed like this person was throwing out one of those three most dangerous words of "I know that."
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I didn't know where to go with it. I didn't know where to go with it, and yeah, it's like I can reflect and I can empathize and be in the person's world and they feel understood. But then any suggestion, then they ask for a suggestion. When I make a suggestion, oh, well, I already know that. And I know that too. And, oh, so-and-so would be good for you. Well, how would it be good? Because of this. Well, I already know that. And so that's what I kept getting. And I didn't know where to go with it. And I was wondering if you had some pointers there.
Okay. Well, thanks for participating in the Self-Talk Radio Show, Gora. And so you were talking to someone, and the person was asking for suggestions. Am I understanding correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. And without getting, without betraying confidentiality, I'm curious to know what were they asking for suggestions about?
It's about their own significant other relationship. And it's some problems that they're having, and it's a person who's not to be judgmental and put them into a category, but for the sake of communication, I put them in a category of a person who's all up in their head and not in their heart.
Okay.
So it was a lot of like, they want like a practical solution that, basically I felt like, okay, my experience of the conversation was they were being very, very impractical actually.
Yes.
Because they were asking for suggestions, but then when a suggestion was given as to, well, maybe let's look at it a little deeper, let's dive into it more, I think you're the source of your own answer.
You're the expert in your life.
You're the expert in your life. Let's talk about it. No. I want a solution right now. Give me the answer. And then when I give a certain answer, that's I didn't want to be one that, oh, you gave me this answer, I tried it, it didn't work. So when I started to talk about one solution, such as Satvato, well, I already know that. So that's just something that.
And then you felt, and then you felt kind of stuck in that interaction.
I felt stuck. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now, again,
you know, I've been to your courses, and I know you talk about. I know that, and.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know where to go with it.
Yes, this I know that. We talk about that as possibly the three most dangerous words in the English language because they can shut down the spirit of discovery.
Yeah.
And of course I wasn't there in the interaction with this person, and so I'm here with you in our interaction, and my sense from what you're telling me, and I hear you were frustrated, stuck with the person and also with yourself because you wish you had more tools or places to go to create breakthrough for this person and
your
conversation with the person.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, my sense is, okay, so the person's asking for suggestion, and then he's, I already know that. And then, you know, a principle of spiritual life, a principle of self-realization and transformative communication is that we trust that each of us is the expert in our lives. And friendship or transformative coaching, it's about using our tools and our energy and our skills and principles to create a space to help us connect with that natural knowing of how to live our lives expertly, effectively, in excellence, with fulfillment. And so, like if I was in the situation you're in, as I understand it, I might say, you know, I've made one or two suggestions, and you seem to sense you already know that. At the same time, I sense, based on what you're telling me, you're stuck, you have a problem, and then that's where your reflection of emotion can come in. You're sad, you're frustrated, you're annoyed, you're feeling helpless, powerless. And what I know is that you do have the answers inside you, and I sense that you're not connected with that. You're not connected with that. My sense, and I, you know, might use my discretion about what words to use to give the feedback, depending on how trusting is our relationship, but I might share. My sense is that you're living most of your life in your head. You're not connected with your heart, your soul, your intuition. And definitely my full conviction is you come to the 3-day Satvato Foundational Seminar and you'll connect with that. You'll connect with that natural knowing which right now you're distanced from. I'm not saying it's the only way to connect with it. So I'm kind of stepping out of role play here that basically, based on what I'm understanding from what you're describing, Laura, that this person, he's disconnected from that natural knowing of how to live his life and manage his relationships and handle his relationships effectively. He's disconnected from that. I can see where it would be frustrating to continue to give him suggestions. Oh, go to this, go to do that. And then he's, I already know that. Because it's like, you have the answers in yourself. And you seem to be not real capable. You seem to have lost the knack of really looking inside. There are parts of yourself covered and buried, and that must be painful for you. Those are kind of some things that come to me.
It sounds like it's very clear, but empathic feedback.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of some kind, feedback. As to how I'm experiencing the person or perceiving what's going on right now.
Yeah, feedback, immediacy. You know, we use different terms. Feedback, immediacy, and you know, of course, coming from a loving, caring, compassionate place with full detachment. But when I say loving, caring, compassionate, not just like making nice, but like because I care about you. Here's what I see, and here's how you're stuck, and here's how you're not willing to admit that you're stuck. And yeah, that seems real connected with why or with why you're struggling in your relationship, and you're doing that with full power and full detachment. And he can deeply appreciate you, or he can decide that you're his worst enemy or whatever. But you're willing to be a full friend, and in that consciousness, you can make a difference for that person in 10 or 20 seconds.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you for that tool that I can use, and especially in this regard. I just want to say that when it comes to expectations, I've actually learned to not be attached to the expectations with this particular person.
Okay.
It's taken time, and so now I kind of laugh at it, and I'm deeply concerned for this person. At the same time, I don't have attachment to expectations.
I hear you're concerned, and you.
Yeah.
You want to see this person thrive, and you see where he's stuck. Maybe you're feeling his pain, but it's not that you're like taking it personally, or you're going to go into some unhealthy emotional state yourself, where like that.
I'm
glad to hear that, because from that place of caring non-attachment, you can be powerful. You can take a powerful stand for this friend.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Gaurav. Thanks for calling in. Thank you, Gaurav, for calling into the Sofitov Radio Show. You're listening to the Sofitov Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host, in the Sofitov Studios in Alachua, Florida, with Marie Glashin at the controls. Also, we invite you to visit, not right now, but after the radio show, our Sofitov website at sofitov.com. I'll spell it for you for those who are new to the Sofitov environment. S as in Stephen, A, T Thomas, V Victor, A T Thomas, O V Victor, E Sofitov.com. In the library section and on the homepage, read articles about creating excellence in your life, about the process and practices and skills and methods of transformative communication. And we have radio show links and videos and audio links at the Sofitov website. Again, this weekend, Friday, October 21st to Sunday, October 23rd, foundational seminar in Alachua, Florida. We still have some spots. In fact, we didn't have spots. It was standing room only, but we don't allow standing room. Everyone has to have a seat. So we really didn't have spots. So we got a bigger venue. So now we have space. We actually got a bigger venue than we were planning, because people are knocking down the door to get to this foundational seminar. So in this bigger venue, we do have spots. We do have space. Thank you, Gaurav, for that. Gaurav, for calling in to the Sofitov Radio Show. We have another 5 minutes or so remaining in this show. Marie, any comments on our conversation with Gaurav?
I'm on live on. It seems that Gaurav left with a sense of empowerment, a sense that, you know, like he interacted with his friend, and then you know, through the coaching here, he got to a place where, okay, I can connect with another part of me, of like really sharing honestly what's happening for me with my friend, and be detached from the result. Yeah, and so. I appreciated that.
Well, thanks for your comment, Marie, because, yeah, that, in one sense, we conversed with Gaurav, I call it a coaching conversation, about supporting and challenging his friend to connect with other parts of him. So maybe his intuition, maybe his heart, maybe his spontaneity, maybe his confidence. So coaching Gaurav to support his friend, to connect with those parts. And to do that, that means that Gaurav has an opportunity to grow and connect maybe with the bolder parts of himself, and maybe more vulnerable parts, and maybe more risky parts. And to do that, I needed to connect with parts of myself. in order to have that conversation. So in this consciousness, in one sense, it doesn't matter who's the listener, who's the speaker, who's giving feedback, who's receiving feedback. If we're in this consciousness, if we're not in the consciousness of, oh, I already know that, close down. If we're in the consciousness of growth, this process of transformative communication, then everyone gets to grow. The nature, as we said, anandam buddhivardhanam, the nature of spirit is naturally to expand. You're listening to the Sofitobe Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host. And we're talking about many varied aspects of the process of self-realization, the process of transformative communication, the principle of being responsible for our experience, for our emotions, for our thoughts, for our words, for the circumstances of our life, about how we created them, and how come we created them. So and we use the word creation. Sometimes if we really go heavy into this responsibility, it can sound like a sort of godless paradigm, which it's not. Because actually it's not so much that we're the sole source and creator, but we're co-sourcing, we're co-creating with God, with the divine. It's a reciprocation. And sometimes, so we endeavor to be very God-conscious in the Sofitobe environment. I don't know how well we succeed. I'm sure everyone has a different opinion about that. But we endeavor to be very conscious of spirit and divine. So it's not like we do not come from a secular, humanistic, voidist place. So this is, so to see ourselves as the source, because oftentimes we'll hear people, because one thing is just we take God out of the equation, and we can speak of all of communication, personal growth, but there's something missing, like the most important element. And then other times, it can be, it's like, well, I don't know, depends on God. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, depends on God. Then it becomes a very victim-y relationship with God. And that's there's something missing there too. Because the divine created us as empowered beings, personal empowered beings. And so, there's a saying, we to do our part, to work like everything depends on us and pray like everything depends on God, both simultaneously. Man proposes, God disposes. Okay. It's a reciprocation. It's a relationship. When we talk about responsibility, it's a co-creation with the divine, maybe a co-creation with others who are on our team, with other spiritual beings having a human experience, or maybe other spiritual beings having experiences in other species, and we're teaming up with them. You're listening to Sofitobe Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host. And thank you for tuning in today, October 19th. We invite you to join us again next Wednesday from 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Wednesday, October 26th. That will be after the foundational seminar. Also, we'll have an advanced course coming up in Alachua, Florida, November 5th to 11th. There's still time and room to clear your schedule for this weekend, Friday to Sunday, October 21st to 23rd, Sofitobe Foundational Seminar. Also, you can order your copy of Relationships That Work, The Power of Conscious Living, How Transformative Communication Can Change Your Life. You can get that at Amazon.com and also at Sofitobe.com. Also at Sofitobe.com, you can download your free copy of our CD, The 7 Principles for Fulfilling Relationships. Thank you for joining us today on the Sofitobe Institute Radio Show, your station for self-realization.